Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One of us asked, like, oh, do you mind eat out? And off the bat, he was like, yeah, Rags. We were like, bro. Bro, why are you shouting? And he was like, I don't know what the fucking problem is. Yeah, right. It's like, bro, chill.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey, guys, and welcome to Laid Bare. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favourite homegirl, Nikki.
And we have two very special guests in the building with us. It's the award-winning host from Shits and Gigs, Fuhad and Jay.
Award-winning has a nice ring to it, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, award-winning.
Yes, award-winning. Listen, I was on the same table as
you guys. Yeah,
and we were enjoying at the Guap Gala. Mm. We were waiting for that food. I was waiting for that food.
Oh, my God, bro. Ravaged. I've never been so hungry in my life.
That salad?
That mango salad? Bro.
God.
But it was good. I like the food. Vibes were great. No, like, shout out to Guap. You guys did amazing. It was my first time attending. Again, sat on the same table as you guys, and you guys won. So I felt like I won because I was on the table with them. So we won.
That's
wild. Also award winning as well.
Honestly, we need to speak it into existence. Laid Bare will be an award winning podcast soon.
I know that's right.
And also, manifestation works because remember, I did say one time we were sat downstairs and you were with your manager, and I said, would it not be great if we ever got the guys from Shits and Gigs on this show?
We
just laughed.
How does it feel though to be award winning? Like, how did you know? I think I'm trying to remember you guys' speech. You're like, obviously.
It was I never heard the end of that.
Yeah,
you made a little joke and then just got bullied for the rest of the night.
Really? Did you? Wait, what happened?
Yeah, because when we got up there, I was like, oh, this is light work.
Yeah.
And then I made something really heartfelt. No one remembered the heartfelt thing. It's like work, is it? It's fucking like work. I was like, bro, chill, it's a joke.
It's a joke.
Wait, you said it was light work.
Yeah.
That was his award winner.
I remember. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I remembered it, but it wasn't like, I wasn't thinking like, oh, okay. And I was like, I hear it. I'm sorry. When you've got Kanye West, who's up on stage, who will say something like, you know, well, I guess we'll never know what I would have done if I didn't win.
Did Kanye say that?
I guess we'll never know.
That was such
I guess we'll never know.
Did he actually say that? Do you know what? I don't know why I'm actually surprised.
I be paying attention to people's award speeches. I'm just like, okay. And to be honest, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it.
I thought it was cute.
In character.
Yeah. It was on brand.
That is funny.
That was nice.
Okay, now we always start off this show by asking our infamous question. Guys, make sure you use the hashtag Laid Bare Podcast, by the way. But we always start with our infamous question, okay? Okay, ready?
Yes, go.
Okay. Right.
I was the worst one.
Bring me on the joke.
Because
Fuad's vexed because he's drinking that light.
Yeah. he knows one.
He knows you that well.
He knows one. One of these bad boys needs to be long story short. Dark.
He's absorbing that.
You look all right. You both look good. Don't worry.
Do you want it closer? The light.
If Jay starts not laughing, I'm gonna cry the rest of the evening.
Can we get this a bit closer? Or do you want that light closer? No, tell us.
No. Are you sure?
Tell us what you want.
Because we can change it.
Because you're gonna regret it. You're gonna be like, I should have said something. So tell me
I
what you want.
That. It's calm.
What do you want?
I want more light.
Yes. Give him more light. Can we get? Oh, so it's Jay. Can we get that one a bit closer? Because I feel like that will hit. Okay, can we get this one closer?
Okay, yeah, you'll be worse off.
Can we get this one closer then?
Oh, God.
Just a little bit. Just a little. Yeah.
It's not going to make a difference.
No, it's all right. Don't worry.
I'm trying to be too good a host. Charge it.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Can we? Yeah, there we go. Yeah. There you go. Right. There you go. There we go. Okay, there we go.
That was too funny.
That was hilarious.
We saw the same time. I love you and both of you still.
I just looked over. He was.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, gosh. We've done it too many times.
Way
too many
times.
I'm calm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm calm.
I wonder why.
Calm.
Oh, my God.
Let's take it from where we were. So I want to play a game with you guys, which is who is more likely to. So you guys just mention each other's name in terms of like who you think is more likely to do whatever.
Makes sense.
Cool, right. So who is more likely to have a one night stand?
Probably same.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ooh, okay.
Split, same.
Okay, like that. Teamwork. Have sex with more than one person in a day.
In a day? I mean, if the opportunity arises, split the
same
middle.
Again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No more split in the middle. That's the last one.
All right, I say less.
Okay, right. Okay, to go to a sex party.
Oh, God. Not me.
It's not me. It will run through me.
To be fair, I would say purely based on I'm more subjected to peer pressure, it would be me out of the two of us.
Okay.
You'll dig your heels in.
Okay. Okay, right. So let someone else watch.
Oh, hell.
Nah, neither.
Wait, no.
Neither. What?
I'm actually really surprised by that answer.
Wait.
Now, to be fair, my head goes straight to cuck. When I hit someone else watch, my head goes straight to it.
Another person watch me have sex with a girl.
What's wrong with that? Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
that.
I'm not saying there's...
First of all, it has to be a girl.
Okay.
It could be a girl.
But if it's a guy, what if it's like her boyfriend watching?
No.
But he wants to watch.
I know. Yeah. We established this. Cuck. No.
No. I don't think I couldn't entertain the situation.
You're not into it at all?
Nah.
If it was a girl, you wouldn't mind?
I wouldn't necessarily wouldn't mind. I would just prefer it.
I want to know what she's doing there.
Facts. Joining in or...
Yeah.
Which one?
She's there for the vibes.
You guys are so...
If she's just there for vibes, then yeah, calm.
Okay, who's most likely to get pegged?
Neither of us.
Neither of us. I promise you said no more 50-50. It's neither of us.
Really?
On God.
No. Okay. Guys, tell us if you agree with them. You check out their podcast all the time as well. So
I know
you
everyone's
know
gonna
them,
say James
yeah?
Is yeah. I know everyone's gonna say James is more likely to get pegged.
Facts. You're free like that.
Use the hashtag Laid Bare Podcast. Okay, I'm gonna introduce something that I feel like I haven't really done on other shows, which is just sharing a fun fact. So this week's fun fact is that 50-60% of cisgender women report faking an orgasm, which is really poor. Ladies, stop faking your orgasms, okay? Please communicate, experiment, share different techniques, you know, that can help get you there. Use toys, but don't fake your orgasm because you are basically enabling someone who's bad in the bedroom. Do you guys think you've ever had sex with a woman who's faked it in the bedroom?
Oh, we really literally had this conversation like 2 weeks ago,
long ago, yeah.
Ooh.
I'd like to believe not because I've not been, I can't really gauge if she's faking or not, but I think in my years of having sex, it probably has happened.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It probably has.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying the other day, it probably has happened because there's been occasions where like we're both like on par and I'm like 6 strokes out.
Yeah.
And I can just tell from the vibe she's not 6 strokes out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it happens at the same time. Yeah. That's happened like once or twice when I was a bit like,
having an orgasm at the same time is amazing though.
I've had it a couple times and it's the best feeling as well.
Less than a handful of times in my life.
Yeah. Having an orgasm at the same time. Oh, God.
It's sensational.
Like flying.
I've just remembered the first time it ever happened.
Yeah.
What? On a duo thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can go to hell though.
Oh, dear.
It's always the ones who need to go to hell.
It's always the ones that need to go to hell.
That's that toxic.
He has that.
Yeah, he's got it.
He's in hell with that.
He's got a prison day.
They do that.
Yeah, he's got a prison day.
They do that.
That's why. It's good. Not that I know.
I can't lie. Prison day. Huh? Anyway, guys, you guys are going to have to wait for that.
But I feel like when you mutually climax together, you really do, like, you see your spirit kind of, like, levitate.
Uh-huh.
It is amazing.
Listen, you're singing for no reason.
Ooh.
You're asking shit you've never asked before.
Ooh.
Do you want me to clean your bath?
Oh, my.
Who's to clean
that? See, I'd be asking for the last 3 digits of their bank card. That's
okay,
me.
All right.
Oh. That's me. I can't say that I'm up to domestic works when it comes to sex. But yes, okay, we want to know when was the last time you guys got laid, and not also just that, but you know, what it is you enjoy in the bedroom and what would stop you from faking an orgasm. So let us know. So I think, I can't lie, I've definitely faked orgasms in the past. Nikki, you faked orgasms?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Why do we fake? Good question. Do you know what it was? I just thought it was what I was supposed to do when I used to fake them. But this is, I'm talking over 10 years ago. Like, I don't fake orgasms anymore. Like, I don't.
Okay.
If anything, I think it's best to say something along the lines of, okay, right, it's time. You've got your nut, right? Now it's time to
please you.
Please me. Mm-hmm. And let's make about my pleasure. Let's use toys. Do you guys like toys?
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Yeah, I'm not averse to toys.
That.
Whatsoever. Okay.
What kind of toys have you guys experimented with?
Lelo has patterned us.
Ooh,
oh yeah,
Lelo's patterned us.
I got gifted that for my birthday.
Yeah,
Lelo's patterned us a few times.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, she used a couple toys.
Nice.
Post my nut, and then yeah.
Oh, lovely. See, exactly, and we love that. We like when people understand that, you know, sex toys are not in competition with the male penis, but it's supposed to add to the satisfaction of everything. So yeah, I really love that. Nikki, you stopped faking your orgasms?
I stopped.
What made you stop?
Because I just felt like I grew up sexually.
Good!
And I was thinking, why am I... imagine... Do you know you always have those people you regret having sex with? It's like they build up this thing, like they're so good in bed. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a waste of a body. Like, I remember this guy, like, he was proper gassing himself up. Went to a whole hotel thinking, yeah, this is going to be on. Do you know, do you remember that scene in The Inbetweeners when the guy was having sex and he looked like a surfboard?
I'm not.
Yeah? Yeah, that's what he was doing. And I said,
hands
Jesus.
The back.
Oh my God, I do actually.
Do you remember? Yeah. And I was just like,
I refer to a guy as a schoolboy. Like, I called him like my schoolboy, like my schoolboy fuck, because he fucked me like he was like a virgin. Like, it was the first time he was having sex. It was so stiff and so uncomfortable.
Did you fake
I was
it?
Doing, huh?
Did you fake it?
Of course I did. Oh, I was doing all the work. I was doing all the work, and I said, this is not how sex is supposed to be. So I never ever had
this
sex.
This guy was
with him.
Doing minimal, like it was crazy, and he had talked himself up so much. So this is why, and this was
and he
really
had a big penis,
ago.
Didn't he? No? No? I feel like sometimes, do you know, that's a lie. I feel like sometimes guys with big penises, I was going to say I don't feel like they put in a lot of work, but they actually do.
They do.
They do.
I know guys with big dicks that put in work.
They do.
Because I know they'd be watching me on this show waiting for me to talk about them. You know?
Wait, guys, I want to know, what about you? What do you think is the worst thing a girl could do in the bedroom? Like, when it comes sexually, what is it that you just hate? If you think about past experiences in the bedroom, what is it that a woman can do that would just really, like, turn you off?
Lack of confidence.
Lack of confidence, yeah. Okay.
Mm,
yeah, that's the one. Just, I feel I can sense the aura that you're lacking confidence, and it's like, it's just bars.
So you're not, you're not into the shy act?
It's not just shy.
It's not shy.
It's like you're embarrassed of yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, there's girls that, like, you have, like, a girl that's just, like, never wants to take off a bra or anything like that, and then you might like try and she's like, no, and you're just like, yuck, bro.
Stop.
Like,
yeah, let's just get naked.
Let's get naked. Bro. What's
like,
up?
I feel like you're eyeing me with that. That was me.
Really? You don't get your titties out.
No, because I've got really big boobs. I was always insecure about my boobs because I had big boobs from when I was young.
Yeah.
Like, I can't lie, guys. One day I woke up and I was like a G cup. I'm not joking.
I believe.
My mom used to be like, my full name, Nicole. Where's your breasts? One day I woke up, bang, like a full set of double D's right there. Yeah. And then like when I first started having sex, I don't know, they just felt so heavy and I didn't like them. I didn't like the way they looked. I didn't like the way I felt. And then one day when I got more confident, I kind of like everything off, wig off, everything. Like,
have you ever had sex with like, you've never ever done cane rows like under a wig before, have you?
I was going to say, I've only had short hair for like 2 years now.
Have you guys ever had sex with a girl with just cane rows? Like she's not wearing her wig?
Not to my knowledge.
I've done
not
that before.
That lace front was glued all the way.
I was thinking like, I've done that before. I'm not just like, oh, I've done that before. That's how I knew I was comfortable. Yeah.
Listen, I have fixed it while I'm doing it before. Like, I'm just laid down like, whoa, Jesus, wait. The cap is showing. And just pull
no,
it forward.
Okay, that's interesting. But I think the reason why, James, like, for example, what you've said with the whole bra thing is that some women generally, like, they're a bit insecure about their boobs. Obviously, as you know, I don't have to explain that to you. But it makes me wonder, like, do guys really care about what it is they might be hiding, or
what is the females are hiding?
Yeah.
Not really.
Women, not females. Sorry,
my bad.
It's just, I'm like, nah, because I'm about to be inside your body.
Yeah.
Like, this is.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is crazy.
Yes, malarkey to me. I'm not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't hear that.
Yeah. We're 10 steps ahead of where your head's at right now.
Yeah.
So like, just throw that away.
Yeah. I'm trying to make this a secure place for both of us.
Exactly. Yeah. I like that. Love ladies, that. Are you listening? And I feel like that's the way a lot of male minds are. I think they're just happy to be there half the time.
They are.
Like, if they've gotten that far with you, they're just like, bruh, I'm just trying to, you know. Anyway, guys, what's your favorite form of foreplay?
I love eating out.
Mm-hmm. Dude, where are you from?
Country?
Yeah.
Nigeria.
Nigeria? I thought, why did I think he was your people?
Who's your people?
Ghanaian.
That doesn't surprise me.
You get that
you do, yeah. You do really look Ghanaian.
What does Ghanaians look like?
Wait, is that not a bad thing? I do think you're handsome. Yeah, both of you, actually.
What do Ghanaians look like? You haven't answered my question.
Like what,
what does that mean?
Ghanaian, listen, Ghanaian men are handsome as fuck.
Okay.
Pink lip.
Okay, I didn't say, you said that.
Just analysing.
You know what?
Just dissecting you on the spot.
Facts. Facts. Comfortable.
Flo's laughing over there. Shout out to Flo, my makeup artist. Everyone make noise for Flo. Yeah, no, go on. What do Ghanaian men look like?
Yeah.
I can't really give like...
Ghanaian men are handsome.
Ghanaian men are handsome.
Nigerian men are handsome too. West African men are handsome. James, where are you from?
I'm Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. Caribbean chat. You guys be talking about. Yeah, but you get Ghanaian a lot.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool though. So yours is eating out. Mm-hmm. Which is, was that always something that you were comfortable with or confident about? Or was it something that you lied about, like most guys back in the day? So how did you combat that? Like when guys would be like, oh, he's a boycott? Because that must have happened.
It did, but it was one of them. He's got a story.
We want to hear it.
Probably like the second or third day we met.
Yeah.
It was him and I and one of our other friends. And we would... we were like, we must be 18.
Yeah.
And we were in the like common room or whatever. And then we would just randomly talk about sex and stuff like that. And then one of us asked, like, oh, do you man eat out? And off the bat, he was like, yeah, rags. We were like, bro, why are you shouting? He was like, I don't know what the fucking problem is. Yeah, right. I was like, bro, chill. We all do, but seriously, chill.
You can't be telling everyone.
Yeah. Why are you screaming? Back then it was embarrassing.
It was taboo.
Yeah. It was taboo. I think especially for British men as well.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
I think maybe because sex has always been something that's been done to women. It's not supposed to be something that they're supposed to like enjoy. It's supposed to be like something you take from her, you do to her, and that's it. It's never really supposed to be equal, which is why the orgasm gap is in disarray. Because if you think about it, the percentage of women who aren't climaxing is because they're not getting every aspect of sex as they should really be getting. They're not getting the oral sex. They're not getting foreplay. Nigga just wants to jam it in. No lube whatsoever. So I think these are some of the factors as to why, you know, women aren't really enjoying sex the way they should be. I think it adds to you being good in bed, in my opinion, because it means you've always cared. You're talking about 18. This is back when they were in school.
Yeah.
And for you to, if you think about your sexual journey, like, you're not going to be great when you have sex immediately. It takes time. Yeah. So that tells me that you've always kind of cared like about a woman's pleasure, and that makes you feel pleasure as well. James, have you always eaten out?
Yeah, facts.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's just like, me too.
I was doing it. I just wasn't chatting. I was just doing it to myself, bro.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it's a big thing for me.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's also like, even like, it was always like a pleasure, pressure release for me as well.
Yeah.
Like, because I always wanted to make sure that, like, the girl I'm with, like, nutted first.
Yeah.
Before we did anything else. Mm. And then we've already established one nut, and then we can just carry on from there.
Oh, good for you. Not me, boy. I'll tap out.
I started sucking dick a bit late.
Really?
Well, what people that I grew
up with. Wait, how we get here? Wait,
okay. No, because they said.
Speaking of wait, get late.
Do you know what she's gonna do? Do you know what she's gonna do now? This is gonna be a clip now, like. No, it's true. It's true. Woo, how did we get here?
Go on.
I started sucking dick in like my 20s, like my almost mid 20s.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I was doing. The first
you don't.
The first time I did it, I hated it.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Really?
It just felt like skin, like just.
It just felt like sexual labor to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't like labor. But now I enjoy it. I enjoy giving head now. I actually really enjoy it.
Yeah, I like it now.
I do. Like, as soon as I do it, I'm just like, right, you have to grade me out of 10. Yes. No, I am. I'm like, you have to tell me how that session was. I like feedback. I really enjoy feedback.
Okay,
like, I think feedback is important. Do you guys give feedback to your sexual partners in the past, present?
Feedback. I wouldn't say feedback is the word.
What would you say? Do you guys lie? Like, if a girl's just like, okay, how is that? Do you lie or are you honest?
It's rare I get asked that question. Yeah, I'm facts, not gonna lie.
Facts. Yeah,
it's very, very, very rare I get asked that question. Yeah. But if I have, like, it depends what my intentions are. If my intentions are to like pursue this further, then I will be very honest.
Mm. Yeah.
But facts, gentlemanly, facts, but honest.
Facts.
But then, like, yeah, if
if I didn't want to go any further anyway, I'm not going to just hurt your feelings and then just
pointless.
And then never see you again on top of that.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, there's just no point. I'll just say, but yeah, I was sick.
Yeah. I'll probably say pointless as opposed to feedback. Pointless it during the act as opposed to feedback post act.
Have you ever given feedback on a sexual act at all though? Like if a girl was just like giving you head and then you're just like, okay, this is what can be done better, or what is it that you enjoy? Like what are your personal tastes when it comes to like oral sex? Do you have any personal tastes, or is it something that you're just like, no. Some guys really love a lot of saliva. Some guys don't.
I mean, I think the saliva is key, to be honest.
Saliva is key. Lube is
saliva is key. There also needs to be like, there's two types of head. Mm. There's foreplay head, and then there's you want me to nut head.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Give, what's the difference?
This is all right. Cool. Like, don't give me you want me to nut head if you don't want me to nut. That's just frustrating.
Mm. Okay.
So that's just
what
like.
What does that look like though?
So that's like crazy.
Is that two hands going?
That's two hands. Like wet as fuck, going rhythm.
Gooch soap.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know. It's like,
yeah. Like a little finger in
your
mouth. Hell no. I hate it.
A little wet finger.
I've never had it. And
Not even tongue in your butt.
Not in between the gooch. Not even the gooch.
No, I don't like none of it.
Okay.
Nah.
No,
I'm
not gonna go there.
Not today. Nah, it's not for me.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, like, guys not same as girls. Mm. Just like rhythm, tempo. Don't give me head like that if you don't want me to nut.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's like nut head. And then obviously foreplay head is just foreplay. Mm. Just like enticing, sexualizing it, romanticizing it, just like accentuating it. Just like doing all that sexy shit.
Yeah.
That's cool foreplay. Yeah, that's it basically.
I hear it. Now we're going to go over to a bit of pop culture. You guys cool with pop culture? Can we do some pop culture?
We can try.
This has been on my mind for quite some time. I was on her side in the beginning. At first, I was on her side. Of course, you know. I was just like, you know what? Like, leave black women alone.
What?
I was. I was just like, don't be talking about her illness. You know she's ill. Like, don't be, you know.
Alopecia.
Her man came up on stage and, you know, backed her. She's now telling everyone that she never asked for it. And she's shared a lot of her secrets with us. She's told us that her son was the one who showed her how to get into drugs. It's like
psychedelics.
Like
psychedelics. Yeah.
What else has she shared with us? She shared with us that her and her husband, Will Smith, if you have no idea who I'm talking about, have not been together since 2016. Mm. 2016, guys. She has also shared with us that Tupac actually, proposed to her when he was in jail. We are talking about Jada Pinkett Smith, guys. That's who we're talking about.
It's giving spiritual bondage.
Opinions, guys. I need opinions. Help me out.
Is she mad?
He's going absolutely. Will Smith is a nice guy.
Will Smith is such. I love him. Such a nice guy. Guys, I know I'm tipsy, but I need you to understand. I really, really do love Will Smith. Like, if I had the. Obviously, I don't know him personally, but from the outside looking in, if I had like the perfect description of what a husband could be and success, wealth, handsome, everything, it would be Will Smith. Like, you know, he's got everything in the bag. He's smart, handsome, rich, like I just explained already.
All of that.
Why is she doing this to my friend?
Because she's a witch.
She didn't want him.
Do you guys think so?
I don't know why she's doing this.
I don't know why she's doing this, because how can you be with someone so long knowing that that's not your person? Like, that's what he's giving. She's not a nice person at all. Like,
I feel like he's also in bondage, or they're like...
Spiritual bondage.
I feel like they're using him for ritual or something. Okay. Like, they tied his destiny to a tree. Because... He'll be uploading content, and I'm just like, bro, this woman is embarrassing you. At first, I was trying to understand it, like, maybe there's
because he loves her.
Maybe there's truth to the open relationship rumors, but now I'm just like, maybe there's something missing that we don't know about. Yeah. Maybe they've got an agreement. Maybe
for what?
Just some, I don't know.
Yeah,
because I'm just like, you could have been with Nia Long. Nia Long would have been perfect.
Oh God!
It, right? Woman. They could have been so perfect.
God,
she was on Fresh Prince.
Yo,
God.
Was my sweetheart.
Yeah, he would buckle when he'd see her.
That way. Guys, what is going on with Will and Jada?
I'm glad he's keeping his mouth shut, because he hasn't. At this point, he has no choice.
Yeah. Because I feel like the slap was enough. That was the last straw for
him. Yeah.
He tried to back it with a slap and tried to defend her, and now she's just...
She's throwing it in his face.
Oh, yeah, she was like, I'm surprised he even called me his wife. What's he doing that for?
Big basically.
Jesus Christ.
Basically. Trying to back
him. Yeah.
Trying to back the Smith.
He put career on the line for you.
You know, if like, just tell me that you don't like me was a person.
Yeah.
That's her. She doesn't like him. Mm. So I don't understand what it is that they're doing at this point. Of course, he doesn't really owe us an explanation because we're just people in the world. You know what I mean? But then this is really embarrassing. Coming from an African culture, like, if a woman did this to her husband, this is unacceptable. Like, this is unacceptable. But he's really going through it.
He's really going through it. And the thing is, I remember when I went to go see Will Smith, I went to go see him at his book tour. I was pressing my agents, like, I need tickets to this tour. Mm. And they got me tickets. And I just remember, like, thinking, oh, my God, like, he could have any woman in the world. He's so charismatic. He's so bubbly. He's hilarious. Like, even though he's slapstick, he's still hilarious. Mm.
That's what I was trying to say,
Like, you know, a man make a fool out of a woman.
Yeah.
That,
and now it's just the other way around.
Yeah.
And she's doing it very publicly.
Oh, it's jarring.
He was there when she opened up her book. Like, when she opened up her book, she opened it up with her family. And I was there like, oh, yeah, congratulations. And then I saw what was coming out. I said, nah, this woman, I don't know if I could defend you anymore. I tried. Yeah.
She's mugging it.
She's really mugging
it. I don't know. I'm struggling to speak because I actually don't know what he can do. There's nothing he can do.
There's nothing he can do.
Anything.
What would you guys do?
Try.
It would have been done time ago. Like, I can't let it get to the public.
That's the thing. It would never get to this point.
No, it couldn't have.
You couldn't even do the fun little memes and jokes that he's making on his social. Because
no.
I think he did a post last where he switched off all
notifications. Yeah, the notifications off. Yeah, that was a baller post.
Yeah.
I rated that.
That's all he needs to do.
Yeah. Notification. I'm just chilling.
Yeah. Just go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Go off end.
He must be knee deep in some pussy though as well.
I think he's been knee deep.
Will Smith we're talking about.
He's been and but. He's such a guy. He keeps his hoes quiet. For 30 years, he's kept his hoes quiet.
What, 30 years?
Will Smith. That's literally what we're talking about. 30 years. Smith.
Yeah, Jada can't keep anyone quiet. He's
literally the Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Facts.
Wow. Like, Jada's got man like writing 16 bars on him.
Oh,
yeah.
And the whole thing with Tupac is scary because this is like someone that's
please,
dead.
Let
like,
that man go. Bro. Could you guys ever see yourself in an open relationship?
We've had this discussion before. I feel like it's one of them ones where it's selfish.
Yeah.
It would be fun for me and I would never, ever, ever want to know Wagwan for her. Do you know what I mean? So it just couldn't pattern.
But why is it, do you guys think, that monogamy clearly isn't working? I mean, if we look at pop culture, if we look at society, people are, you know, their eyes are wandering. And I think eyes wandering is normal, but to act on it, people are also doing. So. Mm-hmm. I want to know from a male perspective, what do you guys think?
I just don't think it's ever not been a thing.
Yeah.
Monogamy is like a... Monogamy is human intervention. It's like, it's not been a thing forever.
Yeah.
It's just, they tie it back to like religious roots.
Yeah.
And then it's just like better, it's proven to be better for kids and all this kind of stuff. But yeah, I don't think it's ever worked.
Mm.
I don't think it's ever worked in humans, anyone in the animal kingdom apart from like dolphins or some shit.
or penguins.
Yeah, they're meant for life.
I did see a penguin doc though where she shooed her old husband and that was very rare. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Guys, I know
and
nothing
it was
about
very
life.
Rare.
Yeah.
I love my
and they're monogamous because they only buck for like 2 weeks of the year.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then they lay eggs, and the donnies stay home, and then the wives go.
Yeah,
so that's, they ain't got no choice but to be monogamous. But cool. I don't know. I don't know why it's not working. I think I think it's also getting like better and worse. I feel like certain men have way too many options these days.
Did you guys say that you're part of that?
Unfortunately, yes.
You guys feel like you've got better options.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
DMs.
Whoa. But then I think that comes with being hyper visible, right?
Yeah, of course. That's literally all it is.
What is the wildest DMs you guys have gotten though? Do you guys get nudes sent to you?
Yeah.
Really? You're saying yeah? How would I know?
I don't know. I'm not saying yeah. I'm just like,
like oh my god.
Yeah. They, unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Okay. Cool. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Boom. Yuck.
Yuck.
Yeah. Yuck, it's disgusting. Yeah.
I'm just like Jesus
Christ. I'm just trying to live my life.
Max.
I feel like I'm phone over. Stop.
Monogamy only.
Monogamy only.
Anyway.
Oh my god. No, the way James laughs makes me laugh.
Oh, God. I'm
sorry. Stop sending your news. This is the warning. This shit's a gift.
They don't care.
Okay.
Wow. Right, anyway, but yeah, back to monogamy. So we understand the historical and, you know, where it started, etc. Is it something that you, if you had a friend who told you that they were in an open relationship, would it shock you? Or would you be more inclined to ask some questions about it?
I'd ask a million questions.
I wouldn't you wouldn't shock me at all.
Yeah.
Be more questions.
Have you got any friends who are in open relationships?
Not that I know of.
Not publicly.
Do you have any friends whose girlfriends don't know that their boyfriend is in an open relationship, but they're in a monogamous relationship?
Oh. Basically, they just cheated.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. You went the long way around. You know any guys that are cheating?
Yeah.
Not personally.
Not yet, no.
This is the thing, though. People assume that when you're in an open relationship that you are less likely to cheat. But I think integrity, regardless of what type of relationship you're in, still matters. Mm-hmm. But for those who don't know what an open relationship, I'll give you a quick definition. So an open relationship is when you are... Let's say you're in a relationship with just one person, your primary partner... and for example, if your husband or your girlfriend or boyfriend goes out of town to work, you say, right, you're allowed to have a hookup, but you know, you create boundaries, which is you can't sleep with them again, you're not allowed to have conversations after, you can't meet up for dinner or lunch or whatever. And then you've got a polyamorous relationship. Polyamorous relationship is when there's like four people in a setup, or maybe three, and everyone is kind of like, it sounds weird, but monogamous to each other, meaning they're just exclusive to each other and they don't entertain anyone else outside. Now, an open relationship can be open and closed because you can be monogamous, but sometimes open. So you can be like, oh yeah, we're open, or right now I just want us to be closed because we're going through it. And then in a polyamorous relationship, everyone has a relationship with each other. Everyone's primary.
Wow.
But you can open it up and be like, okay, we might try being open with other people, or you can just close it and say, no, we're just polyamorous with each other. So that's just the definition.
Do you know, I don't think you've ever given this definition before.
But here we are, given the definition. I might do a TikTok today as well.
No, definitely do it, because I don't think you've ever given it before.
Like, but yeah, I have always said, even though I know I'm engaged, I feel like I know one day I'm going to open it up, if I'm being completely honest. I know my partner is gonna give me free rein to like mess around with a woman, because I've never done so, and he knows I'm very interested in doing it. And mostly because I just find it hard to accept that I'm supposed to be sexual with one person for the rest
of your life.
Do you know what?
That sounds boring.
No, it don't.
It does.
No, maybe I think I'm too much of a lover girl. Even though I'm a Leo, you're like, I know you guys hate star signs. Shut up.
I'm a Taurus. Aquarius.
Aquarius.
So like.
Aquarius for him.
You did.
I still said it. Shut up.
Yeah, you were just pointing.
No, like, I'm too much of a lover girl. Like, I really do being like interested and enjoying one person.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a Leo, I feel like I could do whatever the fuck I like.
Yeah.
In every aspect, when I'm at work, in my other career, like, I do what I want because I know it's the best decision and it's never proven me wrong. But when I'm with a man, you are that one person. Like, even when I want to be outside, I can't lie, I'll be outside when I like.
Yeah.
But that's my decision. But then when I'm with one person,
that's nice and dandy for like the first 2 years.
Not the first 2 years.
Get to the third, fourth, fifth. I'm just like, oh my God, no, dick again.
I can't. I'm too jealous. I feel like I'm too jealous. You say dick again. So it's going to be dick somewhere else because that's what you like.
No, I'm just like, I want to try something new. I want to try Fanny, you know?
I'm trying Fanny. Listen, I wanted to. Do you know what? I had a dream.
I had
a dream the other night. Can I share my dream with you guys? Yeah. Like?
Quickly.
So yeah, because we all talked about it on the last episode, would we get with another woman? I can't lie. I think everyone on Laid Bare knows what all of our sexual preferences are, and we would like to experience something with a woman. I had a dream about a girl that I don't even talk to be honest, I don't really like that much. But me and her were absolutely fucking. Like, when I say we were fucking.
There's a thin line between love and hate, you know what they say.
But I can't lie, I don't touch it. Like, we were fucking. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
To this lady?
I think she's beautiful. As much as I might not like her as a person like that, but she is beautiful. She's she's gorgeous. But
show me her later.
I will show you. She's bait as well. You will know who she is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I see?
Yeah.
I'm locked in.
No, I will show you her.
We did this last
because I ain't gonna fuck her. But yeah,
our girl crushes. Okay. Yeah. Now I want to take it back to the bedroom for a little bit. I want to know quickly about you guys so I get a better insight into your sex lives. What is your favorite sex position?
It tosses between collapsed doggy.
I thought you were going to say like you like your salad tossed, but okay.
Okay.
I heard toss.
Fair. Toss it between collapsed doggy and the cheeky on missionary and lips. Like, I hope you get missionary and lips. Missionary and lips is so underrated.
Missionary and what?
And lips. Like, squeezing, kissing. Yeah. It's so underrated.
Stop talking like that. But I love missionary.
I love so I do love collapsed doggy with a little pillow underneath, though. Yeah. Just to nah, fuck that the booty.
You always talk about this pillow.
Yeah, I use race. I use
you know what, yeah? Because she always talks about this pillow. I know you love that.
Put the pillow. You put the pillow, it twists your booty up a little. You know, cat. Yeah. What about yours, James?
Probably again. This is so jarring. Again, collapsed doggy. We actually talk about that for a long time.
Yeah.
Or probably. I'm in my cowgirl era at the minute, boy. Yeah.
So you like her riding?
Yeah, bro.
Close. Ear to ear. Yeah. You whisper some stuff.
What do you guys be whispering? I want to know. Can you give us a little example of what you whisper?
I have to be in the moment.
What do you guys like being said like to when you're dirty talking? What do you want being said to you?
I like trash talk.
Trash talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like trash talk. Yeah.
Like, what do you want? Like, I want you to fuck me like I'm a whore.
That's a bar.
Okay, what else do we want? Come on, Nikki, let's get into it. Let's
She knows I like to call my man daddy.
Cool.
But what do you do?
I was calling him daddy.
I think daddy in a British accent doesn't sound right. I feel like you sound like orphan nanny.
Do you know what? One time I said it, yeah. One time I said it on the show. She said, you sound like you're on the show Outnumbered.
That's what I said, Outnumbered. Do you know
what? I've heard it. I've never seen it,
though. It's on BBC
One. It's amazing British. Like.
Oh my God.
But yeah, okay, come on, you must tell us. Come on, give us one line. You don't have to even do it like kind of like all sexy. Just say it like
what I like to hear.
Both, either.
To be fair, I'm not actually going to lie to you. I don't even want to be like a prude or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's all about the confidence that it's said. I actually don't care about the words being said to me. Because I've had...
Just say something.
I've had people say so shit that they like, think is
if she
sexy.
Said, if she said like, I've had bigger dick than you.
You're hell okay. No.
That's not... That's not
this sexy humiliation dick. Kink stuff, then I'm not on it.
Wait, but who says stuff like that?
But he said he doesn't care about what's being said.
Oh, hell.
Within context, reason.
Yeah.
Just like whatever... Anyway.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever they feel confident saying, because like the lack of confidence. I've heard shit that girls think is sexy, but you can tell this is like pre-planned and scripted.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, shut up.
And they don't say it with chest.
Say it with chest or don't say it at all.
No,
I can't lie. You say shut up.
No, he doesn't say it.
I don't say shut up.
I know.
No, my favorite line is not in me. Listen, I'm not a thingy.
Dare.
But then you see.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
But I can't hear
when we're
part.
Getting there, and God. I'm just like, oh, I'm like just nutting me, and it just happens, and I'm like, Jesus, I will sleep like a baby. I'm gonna roll to my right and just be like, oh.
That's a toxic bar.
Nutting me. That is my listen.
You guys still haven't told us anything though.
You haven't.
I'm onto you. If you don't want to give us anything, that's fine. Then let's move on. Let's consent is what?
Sexy.
Okay, cool.
Freehead was like.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, ten being really kinky, 1 to 10, what would you guys say you are? You guys into whips, candle wax?
Never used them.
Sorry.
Okay. Not even like cuffs.
I've used cuffs, leash.
You?
Ooh.
Whip.
Yeah.
Belt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rope.
Give a Nigerian household, like
okay. Do you know what? Because I'm kind of surprised you're saying that, because on, because we were talking about this before we started recording. So the most recent episode of Sheets and Gigs, we came, well, obviously you won't know the time frame, but then you guys, right at the end of the episode, you were talking about like, there was something you read and it was about a woman saying something her guy liked
Gimp
a cock cage.
Oh, cock
yeah. Yes, yes. So you guys were like Googling it and stuff yeah, like that. Yeah. So I was thinking, because you guys were so shocked, you were like, oh God, like it looks like this. Yeah. So it kind of made me feel like, okay, you guys might not be into those
cock cages. No, no,
yeah. I don't know what a cock cage is, by the way. Yeah.
All these things like male paraphernalia, I have no idea about.
Yeah.
I have no idea about. I don't venture
just
into those realms.
Her,
yeah.
Right.
But yeah, how kinky would you guys rate yourself?
Probably like 7. I'm not.
Maybe six.
That's all right.
Kinky, what about you? What would you give yourself?
My kink, I think maybe 7.
Yeah. I think I'm a 7 as well.
I think I'm a 7.
Because there's some things I'm absolutely against. Race play.
Oh, raw. Race play.
To listen, be fair.
They really
be fair, bro.
You know what, I never told you this story.
I was about to tell a story, but you tell the story.
Yeah,
tell
it was a very, very light thing. Okay. But like, years ago, some girl wanted to send me a vid.
Okay.
And then she was like, full disclosure, they're like, this is not an authentic vid. It's not an original. Like, I made this prior, but you can have it.
Okay.
And I kissed my teeth, but I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
And then she sent it, and then she was like, fuck. And I was like, what? And she was like, oh, my ex was into race play. Bearing in mind, these times, I didn't even know what race play was, bro.
Okay.
And she was like, is that an issue? And I was like, no. She was like, I didn't know what it was.
Oh, so she had sent it and then...
She sent it. She said, fuck. Oh, I just realised my ex was into race play. Is that an issue? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, that's calm. And she was like, all right, bet. Like, watch the video then. Mm-hmm. Watched it. Bro.
What was she saying?
Yeah, this is a white girl, by the way.
Oh, we know.
Obviously, yeah. She was just like, give me that nigga dick. Give me that fat nigga dick. I was like,
what?
Brother!
What?
You got blocked immediately.
Good.
Can I tell you this? So, I fucked this white boy, yeah.
Okay, Nikki.
So I fucked this white boy.
Yeah.
And like, he was all right, I can't lie. And then one day he messages me and said his mixed race friend hasn't been with a black girl before. Do I mind getting with him? Hold on.
Did you get with him?
My response was, your mum is mad.
Oh my God.
And I blocked him. I've never sent someone such a rude text message in my life.
What the hell?
I was still trying to get with him.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get around your...
Yeah, that's brave.
How did you even meet this girl, please?
I had never met her.
Yeah.
This is just a girl who... How did she forget? Because I remember she was texting me. It wasn't far enough at MSN days.
MSN.
But it was someone. It was either like uni days or something like that. I can't remember, but she had my number. And then she was just going back and forth. Mm-hmm. When I heard those bars, my blood ran cold, bro.
Oh, no.
I was never expecting to hear that. Yeah. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah,
that's
not
crazy,
cute.
Though. Yeah, I'm not into race play. Crazy. I'm not into... There's some forms of like BDSM, like kinks and fetishes I'm not into. Like, if a guy wanted to dress up like a dog or a pup...
Oh, my God.
I'm not into any of that.
I try.
Like, you can
you
worship.
Kink shame, but it is. I'm just.
Yeah, I'm not into kink shame. Yeah. I'm just telling you what I don't like. I don't. Mm. Listen, race play, I will kink shame. I don't care. I will die on that hill. You lot need to be shamed if you're into race play, okay? Like, what the fuck? But anyway, next question I was going to move on to was the things you hate in the bedroom. Now, I know you said you spoke about like the lack of confidence and stuff, but is there anything that a girl has done in the past where you can remember where you're just like, really did not like that? Like, I'm even trying to think about times that I've like had bad sex. I'm just like, what the hell was he doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I've had bad sex, though. Let me be real. Thank God. But even before my partner, I'm trying to think like what it was that was done. I think I mentioned the schoolboy thing. Guy who ate me out and was basically like chewing me like I was Shaky.
Okay, bye. Do you know what? I know you've done this thread already,
Shaky.
But...
Yeah, Shaky.
I want to suggest that maybe do this thread again following this episode, because there are a lot of bad sex things out there. Some guys think they're so good at sex. You're not.
That's why we're faking it with you.
We're not.
That's why we're faking it.
I'm not going to call you again.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah, go on.
Too many girls think they're good at head.
Oh!
Facts. 90% of them are terrible.
Facts. No. Okay, show us how to be
good. I can't lie.
I'm not showing any.
No, I'm not showing. Oh, no. Wait. Oh, yay.
Imagine he drapes
that. I was like, finally.
Finally, there's a guest.
Hilarious. No,
but do you remember? Do you know white chicks? Do you remember white chicks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious. Hold on,
but James, can you tell us what makes a girl bad at head?
Yeah.
Acknowledge. I know there's no nerve endings.
Yeah.
Acknowledge where your teeth are in your mouth. For one.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
For one. For two. Help me out here, bro.
You both have different different sensations. I think, do you know what it is? Obviously, I don't have a penis. I'm not a man. But I feel like every guy is different. You need to know what it is they like and you need to watch what it is that they enjoy with themselves. Like, so, for example, the foundation of heads to me would be a hand job. You need to see how they stroke their penis. You need to communicate and ask and make that part of sexy talk or dirty talk. Like, yeah. I'm a tease. I'm like, if you don't say my name, I'm going to stop. So I'll be like, if you don't say my name right now, I'm going to stop. Say my name right now. And if you don't scream, I will stop.
Do you know
whereby
what?
You have to know.
You see when I stop using my hands? When I stop using my hands.
Yeah.
When I stop using my hands and this pure neck.
Yeah.
Listen, I need you to shout Sonicky from the rooftop. Sonicky. Shout from my full Instagram name from the rooftop.
Shout my Instagram name.
Tell us, what is it that would be for you? Like, if it comes to giving head.
Teeth, for sure.
Teeth is obvious. Yeah, one.
Know where the sensitive areas are, bro.
Like, yeah.
The sensey spot, like the tip. That's the tip, where all... the sensation is.
Yeah,
like,
my fiance be banging on about the tip. He's just like, the tip.
That's where it's at.
That's
where it's at.
I'm just like, but I want to play with the shaft.
That's where it's at. It's like me always like eating the lower part of your pussy when the clit's at the top. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to.
You just spend all day. You can go, like, you can move around, but don't spend all day down there because we're not getting anywhere.
Nowhere.
Really, I can't lie. I like to go too far. I think everyone who listens to this show knows what I like.
You're going to say eat ass?
Okay, first of all.
That sounds like where you're going.
Yeah.
Do you guys eat ass?
I eat ass.
Ooh, nice.
I didn't know we were being like 18 plus.
Thank you, James.
Correctly.
Yeah, James, 18 plus. Yeah.
I have a friend on this show because these bitches like to shame me.
I feel like it's different.
No.
I just feel like for men.
Yeah. I can't lie because the person that I was doing it to, because this is a guy I was sleeping with for like 2 years.
Okay.
And when I started doing it, I was thinking, oh my God, it was going to be super gross.
For you or for him?
I can't lie, for both of us. But then when I started going down there, it was like he was comfortable with me and I was comfortable with him.
Okay.
So I just continued doing it. And then it just became a regular thing for us. So when it did, I was thinking, wow, he really likes me pleasing him this way. And he pleases me. Mm-hmm. So I was okay, like, with doing
it. Fair
enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he nut? Yeah, he's asked.
Oh,
that's what a sensey spot is.
Yeah.
We asked them, this was from our show last week. We asked one of our guests, like, whether she swallows or spit, because that's the name of her show. Shout out to you, Lima. So what do you guys prefer the girls do, swallow or spit?
I don't mind what they do, but have some, like, charisma around it.
You said fake it for me.
Don't run to the toilet. Like,
I can't.
That's too much, because I've also just nutted, so I feel like, oh dear.
I didn't drink enough water today.
I didn't have my pineapples.
Pineapples.
They don't do anything, by the way. Pineapples do not.
Yeah, they don't.
Preference, I'd rather her swallow. Yeah. But again, like, if she spits out, do it sexy, innit?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I can't lie. I'm going to have to spit. I'll be like, just like,
or do you show, demonstrate on your tongue? Like, do you show?
I can't lie. Guy has only ever nutted in my mouth once. That's the only time I've ever allowed it because I don't like the texture. Why did your head?
I was just surprised.
Yeah.
You've gone from eating ass to he's only nutted in my mouth once ever in my life.
I know. Only last week, you was like, shut up, you eat ass.
Do you know what it is? I just say, like, from time I get dilemmas from women who are telling me that their men don't, like, clean correctly, I'm like, why would I even try to even go on that?
Oh, no, this man actually.
I do not eat ass. I'm against that. Like, I'm freaky cheeky.
I'm against it.
Women should eat ass. I bang on about the orgasm gap. You mean to tell me that I'm fucking licking, like, you know, we're allowing you to have all four holes?
Listen, let me tell you something. You know? When you see the reaction.
So it's ass, vagina,
mouth,
mouth, and his. And his. Right? So you're allowed, I'm letting you have all those four holes, right? And then you want to now have me eat your ass.
Listen.
No.
When you see the reaction, when you eat a man's... Don't click me again because my work colleagues are tired.
I might try it.
But yeah.
Yeah.
When you eat a man's ass, his reaction is crazy.
That depends on the context.
When I say it's crazy.
I
remember that the said person I'm talking about, I remember the first time I did it. Oh my. It just gave me such a boost. Like, you should see me walking down in my building to my car the next day.
You're bopping.
I was bopping like nobody cared. Like, I don't live in the hood. I live in Canary Wharf. Like, it was like that.
It was a spring to your step.
It was a spring in my step. I said
but
yes.
But I do that when they nut, though. I like, see, when a guy nuts, yeah. Mm-hmm. For example, I remember last time one of the last times I had sex with my fiance and he was moaning and I just started patting him on the back like a baby and I was just like, I know.
You know what?
I know she does that. As you listen to them moan.
I can't lie. Guys, as we're recording,
that's all the satisfaction I need.
Flo is tired of us. She's
tired. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Okay, so you guys have heard it. They've said like no teeth, charisma when you are giving head and when you are swallowing, even if you feel like it doesn't taste all that. How long do you guys think that sex should be? Like, what's a good sex session? Are you including guys quickies? Foreplay? Including foreplay, yeah.
I think sex. I like quickies and I like long form as well. Yeah. As both. It depends on the time, depends on like the situation.
What's your favorite form of foreplay though?
I like eating out, so.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Okay.
Yeah, that would be my.
What about you, James? What's your favorite?
With
I don't know why
I'm in back of my finger.
Yeah, I'm literally gonna say, but I switch it up. So like a lot of people like finger this way.
You?
I switch it downward.
Okay.
Downwards is crazy.
Especially when you're eating out at the same time.
Yeah. Downwards.
So that's what the key is.
That is the key. Is you should be eating out and fingering at the same time as well. Oh. And there was this technique that I wrote about in my book as well, like on how to guide a man when he's eating you out. So like when he's eating you out and he's using his fingers, what you do is you grab his like beard and stroke his beard so he can get the motion. So whatever motion you do on his beard, he basically repeats on your clitoris. So it basically, you're basically
while he's eating
mirroring each other. You're mirroring each other. So it shows him what it is you want to. That's just like the baby steps if, you know, you're trying to communicate and guide until he really, really gets it and he don't really need them training wheels. Okay. I feel like we should do some dilemmas though.
Let's do it.
Wait, one last question before we do dilemmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys ever had performance anxiety before? Like where you just couldn't get it?
Yeah, I'm a human being, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to deny it, yes.
Tell us, what was the reason? What was it? Do you know what it was?
I don't necessarily think I know what it was. I just feel like it's one of the, when it happened, it's hard to get out of your head.
Yeah.
And then it's like a repetitive cycle.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And it's something that's very normal. I like the fact that you said you're human because we do get dilemmas from men who are just like, I don't know what's wrong with me and da-da-da-da-da. Not there's anything wrong with you because it is normal. And a lot of men do experience it. But if you find that it's something that you're dealing with time and time again, please go to a GP. Speak about it with your partner as well, ladies. If you feel like you've noticed something, talk to your partners about it. What is it that you guys enjoy when it comes to nudes? I want to know, what makes a perfect nude?
Good question.
Very good question.
I love to send my partner like nudes, which are video nudes, right?
Okay.
So I spice it up. I make them like slow, have my tits swaying. You know, I do what it is he enjoys because he's a boob guy. So what is it that you guys like to see from, you know, past or present?
Videos are good. I also like the illusion of a nude. So I like to see you in a bikini or like lingerie. So it can.
You can go to her Instagram for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's, yes, Instagram, but it's like, it's sent for me. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, it gives me the illusion of, oh, that's, I'm about to take that off.
Ooh,
do you know what I mean?
That's yes.
Yeah. I think a nude has to be a somewhat, like, there's a, like a fine line with a nude where it has to be like, you're either teasing me or you're giving me everything. Mm. Like, this is either like spank back stuff or you're teasing me. It can't be like that weird gray area.
Do you not want everything? Do you not just want tits or
like, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Vagina if her legs are open. Yeah, so you guys don't mind if it's full blown. Okay, what about you? Do you guys have nudes?
No,
never.
Never?
Really?
Never.
Is that the answer for like, you know, podcast, or is that the real answer?
That's the real answer.
You don't send nudes to your partners.
No
dick in your hand.
A camera hasn't seen my dick since like 2012.
Really?
Nah.
So you don't send your wow, you don't send nothing.
Nah, man.
Wow. So I'm in shock. Sorry.
I feel it's different because I feel like,
do you think it's because of hypervisibility or even before then?
Even before then, to be fair.
I just can't get hard, take a pick, and then send it and just get soft again. Like, that equation doesn't make sense. Whereas for a woman,
you can get hard though, because if she sends you a photo, you would get hard. Yeah, and then you'd be like,
where I am as well. Like, yeah. I'm also not. A lot of the times, if I'm receiving,
I'm not taking garms off as well. I'm not taking my garms. I'm not taking my garms off to take a picture.
Do you know what it takes for women to like make sick nudes? We have to like.
Yeah, but you guys enjoy that.
You don't enjoy meat in hand.
Nah.
No.
Nah. We're not here for that. Nah. And it's just a guy's nudes is just so obtuse. It's just like it's just
guys
so,
don't
like,
know how to take like penis photos. I'll be honest. I just, some of them. Some.
I think the last time a guy made the effort to take me to take nudes is was when I was in uni. He took like proper shower pictures, like tensing his muscles. No, so, like, you can see
he's
the,
a slut.
The near here packs. He's a slut. Like
I would prefer, you know, no. The
I just feel like with a guy taking nudes, the only thing you want to see is his meat or his wood. Like,
yeah.
With a female, there's so many other things.
Yeah.
So do you want that video? Well, like video FaceTime. Like, would you ever get like naked on video FaceTime with your bae? Or
I've never done it, so yeah. I can't say I wouldn't do it. But I've never done it.
I think I've done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've done it, but maybe once.
Yeah. Do you know what I like telling them to do when they get like naked? It's like when they getting them to do like that thing where they jump and it like goes left to right. Sorry. I just think it's so hilarious. Sorry.
But
hilarious.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Facts.
I like getting them to do this. It's so hilarious. Who am I to you?
Jump about. I want to see your titties swing.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
Facts. Sexy. She's funny.
Okay, that I take that personally.
Exactly. Yeah. That's offensive.
If I was in the bra, I'd be like, yeah.
James says,
Wow.
Oh my God, that was funny. Oh.
It's funny. I think it's funny. You guys ever had a threesome? Anything like that?
Never.
Nah.
Never. Okay. I'm trying to work out how vanilla you guys are. I don't think you're vanilla. I think you're like, you're in the middle. Yeah, you're definitely like, I would give you guys a 6. From the kink scale, from what I've gathered from you guys today, which is not bad. It's not bad, especially for two cis hetero guys.
Yeah.
For like in London, what you usually get is guys who are 3 when it comes to being vanilla and really, really kinky. You know?
Speaking of threesome, so I went out on Friday.
Don't tell me you found yourself in a threesome.
Go out, no.
Go on. So, I mean, I'd be excited to hear about it.
I know, because you lot know my story. Anyway, yeah. So I went out on Friday night for my friend's birthday. It was at 2 o'clock in the morning. We're leaving this place and like, the car park is this very tight place.
Yeah.
So I'm walking to my car and then there's a bunch of cars just blocking up like the entryway for people to get out. So this one particular car has to move and like there's a guy in the driver's seat, girl in the driver's seat and the girl in the back. So I'm thinking, why is this particular car holding up? The two girls are kissing, like one is in the back seat, one's in the passenger seat kissing. And then the guy's just looking at them, he's grinning teeth. So I slapped the body at this beat, hey, you're just there lipsing, move, people need to go. And then the girl went, listen, like I won't come out and lips you too.
Oh wow.
And then I went, oh, is it? And I was like, no, I'm playing. And I was like, I'm playing. Dude, I'm gonna have this beat up at me.
You nearly got
shout out to you guys. I hope you guys had a great time.
Right, let's do some dilemmas. If you want to send yours, please do. You can post it to simplyoloni.com/ask. Post it. Anyway, it works. Or you can send it to laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. You can also send a voice note. We miss hearing your voice notes. We haven't had a voice note in ages.
In a while.
What's going on?
The last one.
Because I know you guys are going through it. You DM me all the time on your burner accounts. Be like, post, please, anon. Send us your voice notes. We want to hear what it is you're going through.
Yeah, you don't have to say your name.
And do you know what it is? I miss listening to the accents as well. You'd be hearing like random American accents. I'm like, oh, you guys listen to Laid Bear over there? True. Cool. Anyway, this dilemma wasn't sent in to me. I got this. I grabbed this off Twitter because I thought it was interesting. Okay. Tell me what you guys think. This is a post on Reddit. I'm unsure if I should tell my boyfriend this information. I've recently gone official with my man. I've been dating for a couple of months. He's kind, respectful, and considerate. I really think he could be the one. But something is eating at me. I wanted to build slowly with this man so he didn't become intimate until after going exclusive. But between the first date and that point, I did see an old friends with benefit a couple of times. Back then, I didn't think anything of it as I wasn't exclusive, but I underestimated how much I would care for my boyfriend and feel almost like I've cheated on him. Have I done something wrong? Do I need to tell him? Will he end things with me? Update, there was mixed reactions here, but my gut told me I should tell my boyfriend. He said, sorry, I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who does this, then blocked me on everything.
She shouldn't have told him.
You think she shouldn't have told him?
Ignorance is bliss, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to know them things.
Yeah, I was in this situation.
See, if we said that, we'd be told, die, feminist, stupid girls. Stupid girls. These are the girls that you're listening to. Or Lonnie's going to ruin the community or whatever it is that you guys say. I don't know what it is you guys say. But you guys say it and it's okay. But I agree, like, you know, especially if you wanted forever with that person. Like,
why would you ruin that?
Why would you say it?
Paint a nice picture for me.
Facts, man.
I like that. Paint a nice picture for me and I totally agree. Mm. I mean, Nikki, what do you think?
Keep your mouth closed. Like, don't try to do Captain Save a... I was going to say hoe, but save a man.
He could be
like,
save a... He's a hoe too. Yeah. Why can't he be a hoe? Have you guys ever cheated before?
Yeah.
Mm.
Really?
I was a notorious cheat back in the day.
Yeah. Notorious?
Yeah.
Not notorious.
Yeah.
Oh, child. Oh. What do you think? What do you think the reason was? Lack of sexual discipline.
It wasn't just a case of lack of. It wasn't.
Were you just really easy?
It was all. It was all in uni.
Yeah.
And all my relationships were long distance at the time.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was more of a case of just being like, just immature.
Yeah.
You just think those things are cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel any guilt? No.
No. There was one time I felt horribly guilty.
Yeah.
Which was when I had a girl come, I had a girl come around the house from like Liverpool or something like that. And the girl who was actually with rang me that day and was like, I'm gonna come and surprise you.
Ooh.
And then
lucky she rang,
bro. And I was like, nah, not to surprise you, I wasn't gonna come visit you. It wasn't like the scheduled visit.
Yeah.
I wanna come today. I missed you. And I was like, nah, I'm making all these excuses. She was like, nah, like whatever it is, I don't care. Like if you're busy, this, that, I just want to see you. So like, I'm going
to
come.
Is it by force?
I had to force an argument with this girl to get her not to come.
Yeah.
I felt horrible.
Oh, wow.
Horrible. Wow. That was like the worst day ever.
Guys do that. I can always tell when a guy's like trying to start a fight. I'm just like, oh, I see where you're going with this. Oh, you're trying to start a fight.
I was crying.
Do your rubbish.
That's jokes.
But yeah, go on. What about you? Did you ever regret when you cheated?
Yeah, younger days. I would regret. I'm gonna say I regretted it.
Yeah,
I'm not with them anymore. So of course. I wouldn't say I regretted it. But again, immature. I thought it was fun. I was young. So yeah.
Have you ever cheated?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
It's your show, you know.
I've never cheated.
Benson, it's your show, you know.
Define cheating.
That's what I would say. I'd be like, define cheating. Define like, what does that mean?
Listen, the playing field.
But
is
I've never cheated.
You are a man. I am a woman. I've not cheated. Let's be going. Next one.
No, be truthful. I've never cheated.
I told you
I'm too much of a lover girl. I've never cheated.
I believe you. Right, next one. Hi, Lonnie. I've been trying to feel sexy again, and as I haven't felt sexy in a long time, I've also started experimenting with my style, trying to look sexy, I guess. However, my boyfriend of 5 years isn't into it. I mean, he won't tell me to change or anything, but he communicates sometimes that he'd prefer if I was covered up. Is this controlling?
Yes.
Covered up.
What's
the context of the cover?
I know, I wish you got a bit more context.
Yeah, I'd want to know how revealing you are.
I don't know if it's religious reasons, if you're Christian, if you're Muslim, or if he's just an insecure man. But it's weird because like sometimes like how you start a relationship is how sometimes people expect you to continue it. But you are allowed to find yourself and find like you are allowed to grow. And if you want to feel sexier, it sounds like you want to feel empowered through different ways. You mentioned that it's been a long time.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it sounds you're an adult. I expect you to be an adult if you're writing into us. So you can do whatever you want. It's your body, it's your clothes, it's your sexuality, and it's your empowerment. What do you guys think?
I completely agree. However, that I'm also on the side of like I think the guy's allowed to be vocal if it's not for him. Like you said, like if you meet in a certain place, one person's growing into a different place, the other person isn't growing along with you. I don't think it. I think sometimes it gets painted a lot that like if the man in this situation is like nah, I'd prefer it if we kept it how it was. There's nothing unless he's being like actually controlling. Mm. Like what are you doing? Mm. You're not going out dressed like that. Yada yada yada. If he's like
nah, like, I see what you're trying to do, but it's just I don't find it sexy. Like, it's not for me. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. It's just like, that's just like an impasse.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out where you guys go from there. Okay. I don't think it should always just be muzzle. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, speak your truth, man.
Like, we're just going to, I'm just going to follow her.
I think there's nothing wrong with expressing how you feel about how someone dresses. Even if you were like, say, for example, you were the guy and he couldn't dress and you hated, I don't know, his style. Exactly. Nikki's always telling us about how she hated this one guy's style and then she compared him to, like, I was just like, why would you do that?
I know this guy. Stop! No, because this guy, like, he hates me for this.
Sorry, not you. Sorry.
We'll talk afterwards.
Anyway, do you know what? I will
cut that shit out.
Yeah.
Such specific shade.
No, it's not. I'll explain afterwards. Y'all got time right. I'll explain afterwards.
Bro.
I'll be vexed as well.
The video is still on my page. I'll explain afterwards, guys.
Anyway,
I'm a good person.
I think that it is totally, there's nothing wrong with expressing, but I did have a friend who hated when his girlfriend would wear like a tank top. Like, we would plan to go out and he would give us a lift, but he would say he's not giving us a lift until she changes.
Oh damn.
And I used to get so angry because I'd be behind her like, really gonna let a man tell you what to do? You fucking crazy. Like, I was like, you know, I'm literally, because I'm just like, I've never ever had a guy tell me what I can and can't wear. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I think they know what's good for them because they will meet the rage in me. Like, excuse me? Like, what the fuck? You know who I am. You know what I'm about. Why do you think you can actually tell me what I can and can't wear? If it's like helpful advice where it's just like, this doesn't really complement your body, or I think you would look nicer in this, or I like this, I think that's different. But trying to restrict me and my style because you're intimidated by my sexuality, no, I'm not here for that. But communicate, have a conversation and see how you feel. You guys might be in two different places in life, you know? So who knows? Maybe the relationship might be something you have outgrown, or I don't know. Just talk. Anyway, next one. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Hey guys, I recently did an STI test and it came back positive with chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Oh dear.
I've been with my boyfriend for a year and got a test before we started dating where everything was clear. I told him and he said he probably had it before we started dating officially. But I remember he took a test and it was negative. Could what he be saying be true?
Don't be silly.
Could what he be saying be true?
Don't be silly. No. This is another one of when they send the dilemmas, they know the answer. Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had anything before?
No, actually never. Honestly, never.
That's fine. I believe you.
I thought I had, but nah.
Yeah, I thought I had once, but I hadn't. My nurse was a witch. I wanted to like get her in trouble because she made me believe that I had something. Then I told my partner like, oh my God, I think I have something. And then my test came back clear. And I was just like, and this test, I think she was racist because I can't remember the STI for the life of me.
Sorry.
It was called Trick or something. I'm going to Google it after.
Stop.
If you know what
you
it
see
is.
That?
What?
You see that?
Yeah.
What?
Trick or something.
You've heard of it.
You've had it. You had it.
You see my situation that I'm still hearing
over.
But
apparently
that's how
people.
I found out he was doing something else.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. She told me, I don't know if she was racist because apparently when I looked it up, this STI was apparently common around black people.
Yeah,
so
it is.
When I found out it was negative, and I'm just like, bitch. Like,
oh wow,
know?
She just saw skin and just said it's trigger sap.
Yeah.
It's probably this.
I don't know what my symptoms were, and it just turned
for
or BV rather.
I was going to get checked for something completely different, non-STI, STD related.
Yeah.
And I had literally just got dumped the night before.
Oh,
so
no.
It's been about a month now, the night before. There's me thinking, oh, like, it's just a little thrush. It's okay. It'll be over tomorrow. Like, it's all right. Not knowing, the doctor comes in and she was like, yeah, you have
X.
And I was just like,
yeah.
What? And she was like, you look a bit shell-shocked. And I said, do I?
Yeah. Did you Google it though?
No, because other people that I know have had it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I know.
Me, I Google everything.
What's this called?
No,
it's called I need to.
Yeah, we'll
I'll Google it.
It.
I'll Google
like,
it in a second.
It's horrible.
But yeah.
It doesn't really show up in men though.
Yeah,
but in women,
that's
it shows
what I
up
saw.
Straight away.
A lot of STIs don't really show up in men. I mean, they'll get different sorts of side effects.
Because in women, it shows up straight away. Like, you'll be itching, you'll be burning, it'll be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like the night after you've had sex. But in men, it doesn't come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
what do we think you should do? I think you need to come to terms with you dating the devil. He is a liar and he's trying to kill you. He didn't just give you chlamydia. My man gave you gonorrhea. Do you know what it means to get rid of gonorrhea, mind you? You need an injection. Someone is harming your sexual health. You need an injection to get rid of, gonorrhea? An injection and a pill. Chlamydia is just a pill. This man wants you to take three things for you to keep your body sanctified. Is he crazy? Get rid of him. He's
I'm not laughing at you. Move the mic.
Anyone who can, if you can literally invade my body with an STI, I will count to five and close my eyes. You better take it back. You have to take it back. What do you mean? Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
guys know that they have something as well, but they just think, oh, it's just going to disappear.
No, it's not going to disappear. I've heard stories about guys breaking antibiotics inside girls' drinks. I've heard guys trying to gaslight women.
Can I tell you what my ex did?
I've heard about guys who have gaslit women and said that they caught something off a toilet seat. You can't catch an
I think he's a witch.
Anyway, guys, I'm sure you guys use condoms a lot, don't you?
To find out.
Sorry.
No, sorry.
You guys bare back warriors.
Sorry.
I mean, it feels great.
Yeah. I didn't mean to laugh like that because he just continues staring like, what?
It's not my first point of call. I'm not going to lie to you.
And it's not theirs either.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
But you guys have been like, you know.
What is the difference? What is the deal between bareback and using a condom? What is
night
the
and day.
Facts.
What did you say?
Night and day. Like, two difference.
What is the difference? Tell us.
It's like, I don't know how to explain it. You're either drinking water or you're not. What's the difference between an empty glass and a full one?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. I agree. Condoms are trash.
Yeah. I mean, no, they're not.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We're not saying condoms are trash.
But they're trash.
Okay, next one quickly. Hi, Laid Bear. My girlfriend is really terrible at giving head. Funny, we've spoken about this. I know what I love, but I'm not sure how to communicate that it's so bad that sometimes I think about the times I've had head off other girls. We've kind of answered this.
Happened. Because I used to picture, do you remember that wrestler? I told you, I used to picture this guy when I used to have sex. Like
John Cena?
No, it wasn't John Cena. John Cena's old now. I don't fancy Roman Reigns. He is fine. I showed you.
Oh, you showed me
before.
Him, yeah.
That man is fine. I used to picture him with one particular guy one time. So it's okay.
Fantasizing is normal. Have you guys ever fantasized about someone else in the bedroom?
This happened before.
With someone else?
I've had to hit the highlight
rule. Why did you say I've had to?
The highlight rule.
Just to get to the end of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you. And what's the nastiest thing a girl has ever done in the bedroom with you guys, would you say? Are you guys into spitting, choking?
Yep. Oh, yep. Hell.
Do you guys spit?
Spit in the mouth. Here we go.
I found my tribe. Because we have other guests on the show who'll be like, oh, I hate spit.
Men say no, they don't spit.
Girls, women.
I feel like a lot of girls say no, but.
Yeah,
one time a guy tried to spit, I ducked.
Yeah, but.
Swear.
Yeah,
I ducked. It was sexy when he was saying it.
How was it though?
Was it?
Because it was it.
Yeah, or just like a.
Or did he get you?
Like he was also
just a tip
of the. And then he just went, guys, and he's so fine. I was like, oh, God. And then he was like, open your mouth. And I went, what?
Yeah, that's exactly what. That's the one. Open your mouth.
Open your fucking mouth.
That's the one.
Then, you say it slow.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, guys. I opened my mouth here, and when it was coming, I was like, ah.
See, no.
I was scared.
You can't have to admit.
Yeah.
You take it, swallow it like a.
No, but it was so sexy at the time, guys. Oh god.
Yo.
No, honestly. Anyway, guys, we have stolen enough of your time today. I think we were talking earlier about like how you guys came, you know, how you guys formed together as a duo, where it started, where you guys are at now. And I just want to say I'm really, really proud of you guys. I love seeing your content as well. I think it's very, very different to, I know they're always saying ban podcast mics. Are you guys tired of hearing it? I don't know. You guys must not hear it though. Do you guys get it as well?
Now and again.
Yeah, we get it now and again. Like, but do you know what? Don't burn your mics. Honestly, keep doing what it is you're doing because I really, really do enjoy it. I love watching you guys' content as well. And I think you're doing amazing. I know you're probably used to hearing it, but I'm here to give you more of your flowers. And I just want to say thank you for just gracing us with your time.
Thank you for having us.
You've been amazing. Thank you for being open. Usually when we have men on the show, we're like, men don't eat up. Men don't do. I'm just like, man, why are you here?
But I feel like you guys definitely deserve your props. Like, over a million subscribers on YouTube now.
Oh, nice!
Because I remember when you guys were counting up towards that. And I was actually like, No, come on. I want them to get to a million. And when you guys did it, I was thinking, wow, I'm so proud of you. From watching you guys at Foo Hat House, everything that you've become, I can't lie, I'm a cult baby. So call me biased. Yeah, I'm a cult baby. Yeezys and white robes,
let's
right?
Go,
yeah,
on,
I know. Listen, guys, I've been locked into the show. I can't lie, I'm having a bit of a fangirl moment because I have been locked into your show for a long time. And before I was on Laid Bare, I was also locked into this show. So honestly, you guys, what you're doing, you are truly blessed. And congratulations on all your achievements.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank
you so much. For real, for real.
Thank you.
I'm really James, give us a little light work.
Not today.
I won't survive.
It would ruin you.
I know. Do you know, for some reason, they're always on James, and I don't know why. Yeah, they're always on James. Like,
I see that.
Yeah,
Olani is the queen of Twitter. you really are.
Get dragged as well.
I get dragged on being the show. Like, in my office at work, I get dirty looks for being on the show. Really? But then they'd be listening, though. Yeah.
Anyway, let's wrap up the show. So, James, let's wrap up. Go home.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
Give flowers before we go.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
I can't lie, I've got something for you as well, but I want them to go first.
All right, gang. Yeah. So, like, obviously, we're so renowned for like reading tweets and all this all these threads. And like, the first one we ever read was one of yours.
Oh, wow,
literally.
And
that's what started the
trend.
Yeah.
Snowball effect.
Thank you. Listen, whenever you guys need a tweet, I'm here. Yeah. Let me know. I'll bang out that tweet. But thank you guys again for chilling and rocking with us. If you have enjoyed this show, use the hashtag LaidBarePodcast. Tweet us. You know where to find me on all socials at Olani.
I'm your favorite homegirl, Nikki, and I just want to say happy Black History Month to you for making Black women feel comfortable to talk about sex on the internet.
Shout out me.
You know, shout out to you.
Thank you so much, Nikki. I appreciate you. It's where can we find you guys?
At Shits and Gigs. That's SHXTSNGIGS. Type in James and Fuhad. Type in
SNG. SNG. Whatever. Yeah, find it.
Pop up.
Do you guys ever get in trouble like with the having to say Shits and Gigs? Is it like, does it ever like annoy branding and stuff?
The only ever time we've had to change it was for billboards.
Billboards, yeah. So we changed it to SNG.
Just SNG.
SNG as opposed to.
Yeah, that's the only ever time. Apart from that,
no. Use the X.
Apparently not.
Oh, wow. I thought, okay.
Anyway, you guys, you know where to catch them and you know where to catch us. We will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for rocking with us. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Cool. Oh, Thank you guys so much. That was hilarious.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.